You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Today, we're going to take a look at the airline industry, the transportation sector, and we're going to focus in on some companies because we know the airline has been struggling very, very bad, and just for obvious reasons, right? The coronavirus is, the bear market is here, meaning the Dow is down over 36%, you know, signaling a recession is to come. People are not working. Hours have been cut. So now people are not flying. You know, you got people shut down their borders. So everybody's been asking, is there some opportunities in the airline industry? And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to skim the surface, but we're going to dive a little bit, but we're going to dive on the surface and to see if there's opportunities in the airline industry. So first things first, first thing we want to do before we zoom in, first thing we're going to do, we're going to take a look at the transportation sector. So I'm going to share my screen here for the people that are catching maybe the podcast. They may not have the audio, but we're going to first take a look at the airline industry, the sector, not even the airline sector. We're going to take a look at the transportation sector, right? So when we take a look at the transportation sector, the more you deep dive in, let me share my screen here so you guys and girls can follow along. Share. So what I did is the symbol is XTN. That's X-ray Tango November. It is $38 right now. This is the SPDR, the S&P 500 transportation sector. So this is the whole sector. This thing has things like Uber, Southwest Airlines, rental car services, FedEx, Avis. If I'm saying right, Avis, you know, the rental car place. So anything that moves, railroads, things like that. This is the transportation sector, right? So we have seen that right now they're at $38 at their peak. They were about $69 last year, right? So we can take a look right here and go to holdings. We're on Yahoo Finance. And we could take a look at most of their holdings are coming from. Their top 10 holdings, right? They have Uber, Old Dominion, Freight. They have Avis and Budget, the rental car place where I know them from. Norfolk Southern. They have Expeditors, things like that. So some of the companies that they hold. This is 29% of their assets, right? This is the entire transportation sector. If you invest into the sector, it is less riskier then maybe drilling down. We're going to drill down a little bit further. So inside of the transportation sector, you have the airline sector, right? You guys get it? You have the S&P 500, you have the transportation, then right below the transportation, you have the airlines, and right below the airline sector, you're going to have airline stocks that we're going to look into. So the more you drill down, the more riskier it becomes, but the higher your reward can be, right? So this is the entire sector. If you want to get into the transportation sector, this could be a way you can invest into the transportation sector that is down overall. That's X-ray Tango November. Do your due diligence, and you can look inside of here, see what companies they are holding. You can see how much they are down, and will this sector rebound, right? So next, what we're going to do inside of the transportation sector, we have the airline sector. So one of the first things we can do here, we can type in JETS. That is, what is the J? Jack. J for Jack. E for Echo. T for Tango. S for Sierra. You want to type that in. This is an ETF that's $12 right now that follows the industry of airlines, right? So we're going to look at their holdings. So their top 10 holdings are companies you probably heard of. 70% of their top 10 holdings are Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, American Airlines, JetBlue, Alaska, Sprint. Is that Sprint or Spirit? It's Spirit. It's flew on Spirit before. Oh, my goodness. That was, I don't know. Anybody fly to Atlanta, they have the slowest time with the bags. I don't know who works in baggage claims, but whatever the case may be. But anyway, this is the airline sector. You can purchase this ETF, JETS. If you invest into this sector, what this does is, so far this year, this sector is down 61%. Year to date, this year, this sector is down 61%. Because this is where all the airlines are. If you invest into this sector, it will make it less riskier on your portfolio. So you got transportation that was at the top. Now we're drilling down to the airline sector, an ETF called JETS. Now we're going to look at individual stocks in that sector. All right. Now we're going to go to its top three stocks. We're going to go to the top two. The top two in this industry, according to market capitalization, is your Southwest Airlines and your Delta Airlines. So first, let's take a look at Southwest Airlines. And I'm not going to go through everything in very detail. I'm just going to talk you through it because I've already done this, and I don't want to go back and forth, but it's still great information. So the first thing is Southwest Airline right now is trading for $33 a share, right? And it has a dividend of have a dividend yield of 2.25. So a 2% dividend, and it's trading for $33.53. So we're gonna go here to financials. We're gonna click on the financials. Click on the financials. So when it comes down to finances, you pretty much have three statements: the income statement, balance statement, cash flow statement. So first thing I'm looking for, I'm going to look at total revenue. This is telling me how much money does the company make. Is the company making more money over time, or is it making less money? So here on Yahoo Finance for the free version, they're going to give you 3 years of looking back. Over these last 3 years, you want to go back at least 5 or 10 if you can, but 3 years is fine. So now, are they making more money or less money? Yes. They have a total revenue of $22 million. As of 2019, $22,428,000, which you can see, this is what my blue highlighter is on, right? And you can look at all the way back to 2016, where they had $20 million. So do they have a nice growth? Yes. In this same category, Delta has more. Delta has $47 million, right? That's the gross, right? Gross revenue or just total revenues coming into the company. Now, we all know it's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you can keep. So another thing that I can look at. So this is how much money the company is making. Interest expense, where the blue highlighter is here. They're paying $82,000. They paid $82,000 in 2019 in interest. And usually that's a good indicator of how much debt is on hand. Southwest has paid $82,000. But Delta has paid $301,000. So I want y'all to take a look at it. We're going to look at Delta, and we're going to go back to how much interest they paid. This is a good indicator of how much debt is on hand for the company. So right now I have Delta pulled up. That's traded for $22. We're going to go to financials. I don't want people to think I'm just making something up. So you can do this yourself. All right. You see that same number right here? They're paying $301,000 in interest. That's telling me, let's say if you have a credit card that's maxed out that you owe $100,000 on, so you're paying $1,000 a month on this credit card. So that's telling me how much debt is on the company. So when we look at the debt, Southwest Airlines have $1.8 million in debt, and Delta has $3.8 million in debt. So Delta has more debt. So total revenue, Delta wins in total revenue. When we look at how much debt is on hand, Delta carries way more debt than Southwest. Next thing we're going to look, we don't care about how much money you make. It's not about what comes in, it's what's going out. So we're going to look at what is the net income. Great, you made all this money. How much money are you able to keep? So the net income after all of the expenses and taxes and operation and salaries, how much money do you have? Delta has 4.7 million, as you can see here. And Southwest Airline has 9.8 million. I'm sorry about that. They have 2.3. So Southwest Airline has 2.3. Delta has 4.7. So Delta has a better net income. They do a better job of keeping the money that they make than Southwest Airline. Next thing is we're going to look at the network of the company. How are you going to find a network? We're going to go to the balance sheet. This also can be used to know your assets minus your liabilities. You want to see how much somebody is worth, right? So when you stroll down here, you look at the total assets of $64 million, right? Are the assets growing or decreasing? They have $64 million. And then we're going to look at their total liabilities, which is $49 million. You add and subtract that. That should come out to your total shareholders' equity, which is $15 million. So Delta Airlines, after you subtract its assets versus its liabilities, has a net worth of $15 million. Southwest Airlines has 9.8 million net worth. So Delta has a higher net worth. Make sure I write that down. I forgot to write who won that category. Now, we got to look at another important indicator. How much cash do you have on hand? Right? How much cash does the company have on hand? So total cash, I like to see a lot of cash being piled up. I want to see a company just doing so well, money just piling up. They're trying to find places to put it. So right here, you can see that Delta has total cash of $2.8 million versus Southwest has total cash of $4 million. So Southwest has more cash on hand than Delta. Now, when we look at the categories, who has the most cash? Southwest, who has the most revenue, which is kind of not relevant, but, you know, both of them have growing revenue, but Delta has more revenue. When you look at who has the most debt on hand, Delta has the most debt. Southwest has the least amount of debt. So Southwest has the least amount of debt. Then we're looking at net income. Delta has a higher net income. After all the bills are paid, who's making the most money? Then we're looking at who has a better net worth. It's Delta when we subtract our assets and our liabilities. But when I line them up and I look at who has the most cash, Delta has $4 million in cash. It has lower debt, you know, in the industry. And its net income is not high as Delta. And its network is not high as Delta. So that kind of puts them in a tight comparison. But Southwest is $32 right now. And also Delta is $22 right now. But a big category that I'm looking at is how much debt is on hand. So that's a quick drill down, right? That's a quick drill down of what we're looking at with these particular companies. So let me turn off that, remove the screen share. All right. So that was a quick drill down of Delta versus Southwest Airlines of finances, right? So when I look at those two companies, it's a very tough category. I have them written down here. That y'all see me writing on my little, I do study and research. If I had to make an investment on one, because they're so close, I will probably go with Southwest, right? Even though I don't like how much, even because they're so close, but Delta has a lot of debt on hand, right? That's a lot of debt that I'm not really too keen upon them having. So that's one of my things that I look at with the airline industry. Even though, you know, and we're going to go back through it, Southwest has the most... Southwest has the most cash on hand. Cash is very important, especially in a time like this, because when you become cash strapped, you know, how long can you live on that cash before you're out of business? If you don't get a bailout or something like that. Total revenue. Total revenue is not that important to me. it's just telling me I'm just concerned that they're growing. Both of them have growing revenue. But when I look at net income, Delta has a higher net income. They're doing a better job of keeping what they spend or what they bring in. So it's just like if you got two families, one family make $100,000, but another family makes $50,000. But the company, the family that makes $50,000, they do a good job of living within their means, and they're left with $20,000 over a year versus the family that has $100,000, but they're only left with $10,000 once they pay for their extravagant lifestyle. So that's why that's important to me. I'm looking at growing revenues. Both of them have growing revenues, but Delta wins that category. So I would give cash to Southwest. Jet to Southwest, net income to Delta, network to Delta. The reason why I'm wondering about the network, because I'm looking at the network versus the price. But in this case here, I will probably go with Southwest due to the fact of, you know, Delta has a lot of, even though their network is higher, they have a lot of debt. I don't like that much debt. That's a lot of debt compared to what you call it. So y'all let me know what y'all think of that.